Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This ash'ar is of Arif Billah Rumi Waqf, Tabriz-e-Dora, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Rahmatan Wasi'ah, titled Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khub Ham.
Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dost to sun lo tum kuch meri daastan, aise din phir nahi honge duniya mein hum. Dost to sun lo tum kuch meri daastan, aise din phir nahi honge duniya mein hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard e dil, koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard e dil, koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, ha agar aap ki ho nigah-e karam. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, ha agar aap ki ho nigah-e karam. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Suhbat-e-ahl-e-dil se mila dard e dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Suhbat-e-ahl-e-dil se mila dard-e-dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar doston, dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar doston, saath mere raho phir sikhayenge hum. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar doston, saath mere raho phir sikhayenge hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Saare arz aur sama aur shams aur qamar, dekh kar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. Saare arz o sama aur shams o qamar, dekh kar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. جس کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہے, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم, جن کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہے, ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ اس کو ہر جس ستم, سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے, مت سمجھ اس کو ہر جس ستم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم. اختر بے نوا کی صدایں سنو, اختر بے نوا کی صدایں سنو, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم, اختر بے نوا کی صدایں سنو, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم, جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم, ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dara Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nur Allah Umul Qadahu. As our Hazrat explained, it is Allah Ta'ala's fazal and kindness, and so to say Allah Ta'ala has left our Dara Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatul Ali in this Zamana to teach us what is our real object and purpose of life, and that is to get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-muhibbu liman yuhibbu muti, that who you love, nobody will have to tell you, follow that person. Automatically, when we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll sacrifice our lives, everything, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what that every moment a person will be worried, am I pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So in order to fulfill this object, Hazrat is telling us all that why we have come here to the Khanka, and so to say telling the whole of mankind, let us do one work which is the most important work. Everybody is running. Allah ta'ala says, "Inna sa'yakum lashatta," that everybody's efforts is in different direction. Let us turn our effort in one direction. And that is the direction, when you turn your effort in that direction, every other work of yours will get done. And what is that? Hazrat has titled this poem so beautifully, "Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khoob Hum." And in this title already, Hazrat has given the reason that let us all make our Allah happy. And why? Allah is our Malik. Allah is our Creator, Sustainer, our Nourisher. Allah owns us. And we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's only common sense. Anybody, if you are, Allah is owning us. We're not the slave. We are the, Allah ta'ala has made us. And Allah knows every need of ours better than ourselves. And nobody can take care of his own needs. It's only Allah ta'ala that is seeing to our needs. So it is only logical that we make Allah ta'ala extremely happy. But unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala knows, Allah Ta'ala has created us, and Allah says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. We have created man so weak, in other words, in his mind, in his body, everything. And we give him little ability, and he forgets who he is. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. We created this human being from a dirty droplet of semen. Now he wants to argue with Allah Ta'ala. that where is Allah, where is Aliyazu Billah, Allah Ta'ala save us. But it is just natural that we can see Allah Ta'ala when we come to the man of Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala has sent the man of Allah to open the eyes of the heart. When the eyes of the heart is open, then you're able to see clearly that Allah Ta'ala is with us all the time. So Hazrat explains here, if a person doesn't make an effort in this regard, then jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se bhi ho kam. That person who doesn't make an effort to get the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala teaches us, ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati, that O people of Iman, you have at least recognized that Allah has created us, Allah is our sustainer, nourisher, you acknowledge that, but don't remain on an ordinary level. All the time increase your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And to increase the connection with Allah, you have to stay away from those people who break their connection with Allah. Otherwise your connection also, it can be how strong, it will break if you mix with the people who have broken their connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Allah Ta'ala reminds us, after taking qasam, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. What great stress and love, O insan, we made you the best of all creation. But if you don't appreciate this, either you can go higher than the malaika. And if you don't realize who you are, and that is why we have to come to the man of Allah, and first of all they will teach us, like our Shaykh teaches us, and Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah used to say, insan banna ho to yaha ajao. If you want to become a human being, forget becoming a proper Muslim, a mu'min, a wali of Allah, we can't even dream of that. But just to become a human being, we have to come in the company of the man of Allah. Then he will teach us, and then we will realize, I thought I'm a human being, I'm far from a human being. And when a person doesn't realize it, Allah says, we made you our best of creation. And if you don't appreciate it, and you think it's my life, I want to do what I want to, immediately Allah warns, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We will lower you to the lowest of earth. And today we see, because we look like human beings, myself first, I must do my own stock, that I look like a human being, but far from reality. Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. And in the end Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. We gave them brains, we gave them eyes, ears, but they don't even know how to use it. So that is why Allah has brought us here. Myself first, make my niyat for the pleasure of Allah to come make my Islam. And as our Shaykh teaches us how to use our brains, our hearts, our eyes, etc. And I must take the medicine and bring it into my life. Otherwise Allah, Shaykh Hazrat says that you forget being a human being. As Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. You are worse than animals. And where animals where insan has stooped so low today, that LGBTQ, and this is taught to our children, and without realizing, or even what realizing, we buy for them these games, and we think we're giving them entertainment. Every game has got the filth and dirt in it. And we thinking we're doing a favor to our children. And as our Hazrat teaches us, we say we want to give our children the best education, the best of everything. But when we don't learn what is the best, we're giving them the worst. And Allahu Akbar. This is how Shaitan fools us. فَمَنْ زُوِنَ لَهُ سُوْ عَمَلِي فَرَعَوْ حَسَنَا. Then you see those people, their evil actions has been beautified for them. And they think that they are doing something good. Allah Ta'ala swirl, Allah has brought us here. So Hazrat is telling us here, so kindly and with great pain. And that is what our Hazrat is. Allah has kept our Hazrat for us now to remind us all the time. Dosto, sun lo tum kuch meri daasta. Ek din fir nahi honge dunya mein hum. Oh my friends, just listen to my plea, little while. One day we won't be here. And like Allahu Akbar, we see the mashayikh, when they are around, then we don't take advantage of their kindness and their guidance, etc. We'll think that I got time today, I'll go for majlis. If I don't have, I won't. And even if I come here, is my mind here, is my heart here, or is just my body here? So Allah Ta'ala make me realize in all of us, that it's not just we have come here for a program, I have come here for my Islam. I have come here to learn how to become a human being. And Hazrat teaches us,
like Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And this is Shaitan's work. When the Mashayikh are around, then he keeps us away from them. And when they leave the world, we all want to go to the Qabristan. You'll get some benefit, all the rahmat that is descending. But now, a specialist who's gone, he can't give you injection from the Qabr. And then Hazrat says, when Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh passed away, then the whole Qabristan was full, so chock-a-block, that not even one extra toe, so to say, you could put. And one wali of Allah took a deep sigh and said, ah, when Hazrat was alive, and few people used to come to his majlis. And now when Hazrat is gone, then all is running here. And like that, when the Mashayikh are around, then we don't go. Allah save me. And one is Hazrat is saying in front, even if we come, but myself, I'm not here. Just my body is passed here. I'm not taking the medicine and not bringing it into my life. So Allah Ta'ala save us and make us realize this reality. And all the time, and this was the plea of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this carried on Sahaba until today. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be what the righteous, pious servant, with an empty heart, and see how your heart will open up. And then Hazrat explains, think of your reality. If you don't listen to my plea, khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil, koi keemat nahi khaake sarf, khaake sirf hum. That this body that is made of sand and water, khaake tan, that is your body, your tan, and make of as what? Of sand and water. And if it's sand and water, it's got no value. But when you put the real value in it, in the heart, that is your ruh, when you put the fear and the love of Allah in that, then there'll be value in you. Then Allah Ta'ala will show your value in this world already, in the year after also. But sadly, today myself, we don't come to a majalis of the Ahlullah, or even if we come and we're not taking the medicine, today we are attaching our value to outside things, our clothing, our homes, our cars, which that got no value whatsoever. It's not going to go with us into the qabr. What is going to go? What is in the heart? What is in the ruh? So Hazrat says, don't be foolish and think you are attaching your value to your dunya. That's got no value. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. Ha agar aapki ho nigahe karam. And even if a person, Allah has brought us here, and Allah has given us to free to listen and worry and bring the dard dil in our heart, then the reality of this is, a person realizes, I've got no value whatsoever. If it is not Allah's fazal, karam, Allah's kindness, Allah allows me in His house, then in both the worlds I got no value. And even on the day of Qiyamah, and this is the worry of the Ahlullah, that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah, making the dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبَصُونَ. Oh Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. So how much shouldn't we be worried? Where do we stand a chance? But through the sadqa of our mashayikh, Allah Ta'ala says, if you sit in a company, but khuli fi ibadi, then Allah will keep us among them, inshallah. So we have to realize that Allah brings us here, it is only Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. It's no, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Whatever we do, realize, oh Allah, it's only your kindness. It's no ability from our side in any way whatsoever. And where you get this reality, sohbati ehle dil se mila dard dil, udhwarna paate kaha se ye dolat diham. Hazrat is saying, on his regard and our shaykh and do mashayikh, not for myself, be far from this reality, that this dard, this pain of the love of Allah, which I'm telling you about, and I'm talking about, is only through the sohbat of the man of heart, that is the Ahlullah. Allah Ta'ala says that after explaining us of reality, who will take the true message? Inna fi zalika la zikra liman kana lahu qalbun aw alqa sam'a wa huwa shahid. Those who got heart, they take the message of Allah and they pass on the message. So we're not in that category. But Allah says to benefit aw alqa sam'a wa huwa shahid. At least lend your ears to them. But not just your ears alone, be present with your mind and heart. Then also you'll benefit and you'll get some reality. Then Allah says, so it's pleading to us. And this is not a sign of pride or anything, but show that from your mashayikh what you get. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho fir sikhayenge hum. That, oh my friends, if you want to learn the pain of the love of Allah, which is the greatest wealth, the whole world cannot both the worlds cannot pay for this. Allah made it so easy. Kunu ma sadiqeen. Just be what my true righteous pious servant. Just sit with them and open your heart. For the intention, Ya Allah, that noor in their heart, that connection, that it also come literally in my heart. Then a person will realize and see clearly what is reality of life. Hazrat says, just stay with me. Stay with me a little while. And then you'll see, we will teach you. And without realizing, we will learn it. And how, as Hazrat says in front, Sare arz wa sama wa shams wa kamar, dekar pa gaye apne khaliq ko hum. That they will teach us the marifat, the recognition of Allah. That how to look at the skies, how to look at the earth, and how to look at the sun and the moon. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when you to get up already, rub your eyes, the sunnah, with the soft part of your hands, rub your eyes that is still groggy. Read the ayat, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, wa ikhtilafi al-layli wa an-nahar. Look how Allah has just changed. Just now it was night, and I was turning and tossing also. Now Allah has brought the beautiful morning time is coming, the time of Sahri, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look out at that time also, and look at the skies and read these ayat. And we are taught that if you read this whole ruku after Maghrib, you get the sawab already of whole night's ibadat. So what a simple and easy deen we have come here to learn, but myself I have to take it and bring it into my life. And this Hazrat says, this is how we found our Allah. From the man of Allah, how they'll operate our hearts. They don't look at the filth and dirt on the street. Don't look at the wrong things and don't be like a dead person. That you say, you look at Allah's Qudrat and you say, what a breathtaking sight. How sad that is. Whereas a person, it should be naturally, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Look at the Qudrat of Allah. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. And then Hazrat says, how we should sit in the company of the friends of Allah. What an open heart. And not just with our ears open, but our heart. Dil ke milne ki hai baat, kuch aur hai. Saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. One is to get from the heart, and that is the real treasure. To take from the heart of the man of Allah, to sit attentively, to be quiet, not talk when they are talking, not show that I know and I heard this already. Just pay attention all the time and beg Allah, that Ya Allah, what is in their heart, let it penetrate my heart. Today we all know of radiation. The spiritual radiation Allah made long before. And this radiation which Allah gave insan the ability to make, sanurim ayatina fil afaq, to show them our clear signs. When you can understand radiation in this world, you can't understand spiritual radiation. Sahaba now came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one moment, and their hearts got open. What level, from where they went to what height, nobody could reach their height. So in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is saying, that sit with that intention, and don't think I have got anything. Because you stay for years and years, but we still haven't become insan also. We still don't know the reality of what is the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat explained that Sakhtiya Shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. Mat samaj usko hargis sitam. That when we come here, the mashayikh, they worry that we must make ourselves and tell ourselves we're not broken. Anything we do, we think I did something. Or I did this. And all that ana has to go out. Till Shaitan had that ana, he got rejected. And this is what we have to annihilate himself. And when they will tell us something, and today's time, as others explained, myself, we in a plastic zamana. So the Islam they make of us, they will hardly tell us anything. In the bayan, they will say something, and we say, who told Hazrat just? But when Hazrat tells us directly, we'll see our face, myself first. The face gets pulled, and we feel, why Hazrat is telling me? That is the time to realize their attention is on us. And Hazrat says, if it seems it's a bit hard for you, it's not to disgrace you, or it's not to make you feel small. It's to annihilate and get you close to Allah. Take out this ego, take out this that I'm something. And this is how Shaitan works. He doesn't bring us here. And when he brings us here and you see we're benefiting, now he brings the world diseases, the spiritual diseases of pride that I'm somebody. Or ujub, everybody is also okay, but I'm also okay. Allah save me, all of us. And then finally Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, Akhtare Benawa ki sadai suno. Apne malik ko raazi kare khub hum. And again Hazrat is announcing on behalf of all the mashayikh that Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, this humble soul of Allah Ta'ala, who is calling out loudly that let us all do one effort. Let us make our Allah extremely happy. And like Hazrat says so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Imamul Hasan Rahmatullah used to say, the effort of Dawat of Tabligh, let us all get together and at least bring one command of Allah into our lives, that is our punctuality with Salah. And that connection with Allah Ta'ala, then a person will realize why Allah has sent us here, our fikr for this world, and more important, how I'm going to leave this world. Allah give us here.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab of Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Shah Wali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin, chapter number 23, Tabar and Shukr. Among the qualities essential for man's spiritual as well as worldly progress and prosperity are the qualities of sabr, patience, and shukr, gratitude. Conditions which come to man, whether they are voluntary or involuntary, are of two types: pleasing or displeasing. If the circumstances occurring to man are pleasing, he should consider these as favors from Allah Ta'ala and offer his heartfelt appreciation and gratitude. He should consider such bounties more than what he actually deserves, and verbally he should recite the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Furthermore, he must not employ such bounties of Allah Ta'ala in sinful avenues. Example, spending wealth in un-Islamic customs, using one's strength, influence and knowledge in ways against the Sharia. This is the meaning of shukr. On the other hand, the circumstances arising may be displeasing, causing anxiety and difficulty for one. When one is confronted with such conditions, he should consider that in these difficult conditions, Allah Ta'ala has placed some benefit which cannot be easily discernible, understood. Such conditions are subject to Allah Ta'ala's wisdom, and they are there for the betterment of the one involved in the difficult condition. The attitude of the believer in such circumstances should be one of resignation. He should not complain or display impatience. If the displeasing occurrence is a command of the Sharia, he should adhere to it firmly and not permit frustration and worry to overtake him. If the condition is some calamity which has befallen him, he must bear it with firmness and not be overwhelmed by despondency. This is the meaning of sabr. Of these two qualities, sabr is the more difficult one. This attribute is more in demand, since man is confronted more with circumstances which are displeasing and difficult to him. As example, some conditions of displeasure will be cited here. Number one, the nafs of man becomes agitated and perplexed at the imposition of deeni duties which have to be rendered. It attempts to escape such acts which are commanded by Allah Ta'ala. It desires the commission of haram actions and seeks a freedom from the obligations of salat, fasting, etc. It becomes displeased when an unlawful source of income has to be abandoned. It feels a great burden in discharging the rights of others. In such cases, man has to adopt courage and suppress the urges and dictates of the nafs. He may necessarily to overcome his urges of the nafs and proceed undaunted with the execution of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, irrespective of the displeasure the nafs suffers. Such displeasure and difficulty will be short-lived. When a person remains firm and he brings the nafs into obedience of Allah Ta'ala, this will produce comfort and peace. The initial displeasure will be changed into pleasure. Number two, the calamities of poverty, sickness, death, persecution of enemies, loss of property, etc. When confronted by such misfortunes, reflect on the possible wisdoms underlying these calamities. The greatest benefit to be achieved from such conditions is sawab from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has promised great reward for the believer overtaken by calamities. When such calamities befall man, he should not unnecessarily publicize them, nor should he meditate on these misfortunes. He should not make them the occupation of his mind. Adoption of this attitude will create peace in the heart. However, if there are lawful ways and means of combating the calamity, these should be adopted. And number three, an oppressor creating obstacles in the way of deen. One is stopped by an unjust person in the execution of one's Islamic duties, or attempts are made to bring disrepute and insult on the deen. When confronted by such opposition, the believer should hold life cheap. Do not consider life to be of any importance in the endeavor to elevate the word of Allah Ta'ala. But this does not mean the creation of anarchy and corruption based on desire. Even in the endeavor to uphold the Sharia, the Sharia, the law of Allah Ta'ala must not be violated. The examples, the above are some examples of conditions in which sabr has to be adopted. Now we will mention some Quranic ayat and hadith of Nabi alayhi salam regarding sabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.